News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting the last few minutes of Right Side Radio for Monday. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, let me just go ahead and say, too, before you get ready to go, because some of you guys are already heading to the cars, I know. Some of y'all are hitting into that, you know, that traffic out there on 565 and running up and down the interstate, coming down 72 or maybe hitting the parkway. I'm just telling you right now, you may want to consider grabbing a bite to eat to take to the house with you. And listen, one of my favorite places is one of our team members, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, it sounds like it's Just Love Coffee Cafe, like all they've got is coffee. No. Now, do they have coffee? Man, yeah, they do. They got some of the best coffees out there. I mean, literally multiple different roasts, several of which have been designed just for the holiday season. And they've got award-winning roasts. You can buy the beans whole. You can have them ground there and made into coffee for you on the spot. You also, by the way, can get the cappuccinos, the macchiatos, all of it. But then the food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, y'all. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And right now, I got a craving, and so the Jive Turkey Wrap is one of my favorite over there. A flour tortilla with turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear. Yeah! Anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Think about it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu, coffees all day long, everything. Check them out. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then again, it's South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hughes Road, Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I'm going to leave you with this. So we did a whole lot today about government. We did a whole lot today about government responses all over the world to COVID, about the infringement upon liberties. I want to point out something to you. The Cato Institute, which is sort of a libertarian bent think tank, Cato Institute just came out with their sixth annual publication called Freedom in the 50 States. In this report, which I'm looking at a copy of a report on this from Blaze Media, in this report, they report on the most free and the least free states based upon a number of factors. And they've got like over 230 policy variables, 25 subcategories, things like incarcerations, guns, education, marijuana, state taxation, land use, and then they got a whole new section just for COVID-19 response. And in it, they discuss the significant policy changes and trends that have happened throughout, you know, the last year and how those states rank. Well, you might imagine, if you just look at the top 10 and the bottom 10, the top 10 are largely Republican. There's actually two Democrat governors that have top 10 states in terms of their freedom levels. Now, I don't know if that's a question of whether their legislature is of a different bent than the governor or if it's just a governor who believes in freedom. Who knows? But party does seem to be the overall factor because Republicans have 8 out of the top 10. Alabama's not in the top 10. Alabama is not in the top 10 as the most free states. The number one in the nation is New Hampshire. Number two, you might expect, is Florida. Now, as for the worst, the least free state in the nation, New York with a Democrat governor. And number two is Hawaii. But folks, it's about leadership. It's truly about leadership. Think about it that way. Leadership means something. Standing for freedom and people being willing to just say no to federal overreach, government overreach at any level, is an important factor, more so now than ever. All right, folks, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. We'll be back with you, Copper and I both, back here tomorrow at 2. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You guys have a great night.